Good morning. Welcome to the Voice of Orthodoxy, the weekly radio program of the Greek Orthodox Metropolis of Boston, presented under the guidance and supervision of His Eminence Metropolitan Methodios. We are pleased to bring you commentaries of the Holy Gospel, as well as the interpretation of the dogma and tradition of the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. Your speaker this morning is Father Dionysios Koulianos. Today's Gospel reading is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 17 and verses 1 to 9, which will be read during the Divine Liturgy in all our churches today, deals with a major feast of the Church. The feast commemorates the transfiguration or metamorphosis of Christ on Mount Tabor, when our Lord appeared in His divine glory before the apostles Peter, James, and John. As we hear in the Gospel reading, the Lord invited His disciples, Peter, James, and John, to follow Him up on a high mountain, apart from the other disciples. As they approached the highest point, the Lord was transfigured before them, and His face shone like the sun, and His garments became white as light. During this glorious moment, there next to Him appeared Moses and Elijah, talking with Him. Two of the greatest personalities of the Bible and the Old Testament just appeared next to the Lord and began having a conversation. Their presence showed that Jesus Christ is the King of the living and the dead, the true Messiah, and the fulfillment of the whole Old Testament. Their appearance happens in the presence of the three apostles, and all were filled with a magnificent and bright light. If I was there, I don't know if I have the courage to interrupt the conversation between the Lord and the two greatest prophets, but yet Saint Peter did. He asked the Lord if He should make three tabernacles, one for each one of them. But as Saint Peter was talking to them, and before finishing his sentence, a voice came from the cloud saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to Him." God the Father was telling Saint Peter that it was a moment to listen instead of talking, and to observe what was happening in front of his eyes, as the other disciples did. Then, and only then, the disciples fell on their faces and were filled with awe. At this point, Jesus touched them and asked them to not be afraid and rise. As they did that, everything was cleared and no one else was around. When they were coming down the mountain, they were instructed by the Lord to not repeat what happened until the Son of Man is raised from the dead. My brothers and sisters in Christ, this event came at a critical point in this ministry of our Lord, right before His journey to Jerusalem, the place where He was going to accept humiliation, suffering, His voluntary death on the cross, and later His glorious resurrection. This event of the Transfiguration came at a critical point to strengthen His disciples for all the trials they would soon experience. This feast also signifies and points to the second coming of the Lord, when everything, the creation in the kingdom of God, will be transfigured and filled with light. God is the light. The Lord is filled with the light. And the Trinity is revealed here, as this transfiguration is a theophany, the appearance of God. This time again, like on the Lord's baptism, we hear the Father speaking about His Son and the Holy Spirit being present in the form of a dazzling light surrounding the person of Christ and overshadowing the whole mountain. And why this event is important to our Christian lives is that it shows once again how the Lord, our God, is in control of everything, the living and the dead, and is beyond our understanding of space and time restrictions. Moses and Elijah, two great people from the past, appeared next to the Lord and had a conversation in the presence of the disciples. In our lives, we hear of many appearances of saints from the people that ask for their intercessions. We listen to their stories and how they witness miracles and saw people from the past by God's grace. It is very important to remember that the glory of God is so great that even what seems impossible with our understanding is possible with God. Therefore, the Transfiguration is so unique and so important to show the greatness of God and how anything is possible if we ask from our heart and have faith. All we must do is what God the Father said to Saint Peter. to listen to our Lord, to listen and follow His commandments every day of our lives. May the good Lord always surround us with His presence and instill in our heart the love for Him and each other always. The Transfiguration will always remind us the power and the glory of God, and that in Him everything is possible. All we must do is listen to Him and follow Him. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we close our program this morning with the blessings and best wishes of His Eminence Metropolitan Methodios. On behalf of His Eminence, this is Father Dionysios Koulianos, with a fervent prayer that the coming week will be filled with good health and spiritual joy for you and your family, and may the good Lord bless you all abundantly.